Now, earlier this week, approximately $80 billion was wiped off the ASX in what's been described as a bloodbath. Here to tell us a little bit more, we are joined by Warren Hogan. He's an industry professor at the UTS Business School to give us a bit of an economics 101 on what this is going to mean. Warren, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
That's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So what led up to this wiping off of $80 billion from the ASX?
Well, the trigger was the trade war and some developments on that front. Essentially, Trump put some more tariffs on the Chinese. The Chinese retaliated, I suppose, by devaluing or allowing their currency to fall, which was seen as a way of countering the US tariffs. And then the US Treasury almost immediately came out and labeled China a currency manipulator, which is something very rare, you know, theoretically quite severe, and something they haven't done to the Chinese since 1994. So this is essentially a sort of a heating up in this trade war, and financial markets, equity markets, took a very dim view of this because an escalation in the trade war really translates into greater uncertainty and the chance that we could have a global recession.
And it seems that the last few major movements we've seen have come down ultimately to this trade war. Why is Australia, and I suppose a lot of other countries, so affected by this?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of sort of dimensions to this. The main one, of course, is the trade war is between the world's two largest economies, China and the US. So no one gets out of this one because they obviously not only dictate between them the path of the world economy, because there's such an important source of demand for the world economy. But of course, they trade with everyone. And, you know, the global economy these days is so integrated that, you know, a TV is made up of things that are produced in multiple countries. A computer is made up of things that are produced in various different locations across different borders. So, you know, when something affects a major economy, it's going to have, you know, repercussions all around the world. And of course, Australia is heavily exposed to this, mainly through our very strong trade linkages to China, but also to other North Asian economies like Korea, like Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong. They, as a group, represent over half of Australia's exports. And of course, they're all quite linked in to China through supply chains and just, you know, direct trade. So this is very important for Australia.
And so on the ground level, who are the people that are going to be hit hardest by this?
In terms of the US and Chinese, I think the areas which are being felt, where this is being felt the most is the areas where tariffs have been applied. So the classic one that I think has been talked about a lot and has a political dimension are US farmers. So US farmers sell a lot of their product to China. And of course, while China needs food from America to feed its people, it can use that as a bit of a bargaining chip. In terms of the broader community, one of the great fallacies that seems to be put forward around this is that this trade war that Trump is conducting is good for America and bad for everyone else, or bad for China. When the reality is, what a tariff does is it increases the price of goods for US consumers. So that's not good for anyone in the US. They're going to be paying more for what they buy. So look, this is very broad. Whether you have the industries that are directly affected, and that could affect employment and jobs and investment, or whether you have general consumers. And if it continues the way it is going, and if we see tariffs put in by other countries in Europe, then it's going to affect everyone.
And it's scary stuff. Back in Australia, I was reading that this is going to have the wiping of the $80 billion is going to have a pretty devastating effect on people's super. Can you explain that to us?
Well, I mean, most people's super have a fairly large exposure to the equity market. You know, say so I think on average it would be 50-60%. And when equity markets fall, it impacts everyone. The good news, I suppose, if there is good news in this, is that super is a very long-term asset for most people. So, you know, if you're in your 30s or 40s, you're not going to be drawing down on your super for decades. So, look, a fall in the equity market now, you know, is something not to get too worried about, because history shows that, you know, there are a lot of wobbles. There is a lot of volatility. Things can go up and down in any given week or month or even year. But on a long-term horizon, the equity market sort of tends to move higher. So I wouldn't be panicking about your super. I think that's it's more people who are using that money now, so actual retirees, or people who are heavily exposed to particular companies in the equity market from an investment point of view outside of their super, who use that money now.
And I know that there was a lot of speculation that an interest rate cut was going to be coming for next month. Now that we have seen this $80 billion disappear, is that going to change? Is that still likely to happen?
Look, we saw the RBA cut interest rates in the last few months. They didn't this week, even though they were seeing this this volatility in markets play out, and of course this escalation of the trade war play out. The RBA, to their credit, have been a little bit ahead of this. So they've eased monetary policy in anticipation of these global uncertainties. I think if this situation deteriorates over the months ahead, it could well add to the case for further easing. But I don't think it changes a lot right now, because we've actually seen markets settle down in the last few days. They haven't sort of regained the losses from the end of last week, earlier this week. And look, this trade war has actually been sitting in the background for a few years now. It has escalated this week, and it'll be really, really important to the outlook for the world economy and the outlook for the Australian economy about whether that escalation continues or whether the sort of the idea of cooler heads prevailing sees people back down. So we just got to watch right here, right now, though. What's happened this week doesn't sort of materially alter the outlook for the RBA. So I would suggest that Australian interest rates are going to stay very low, where they are now at 1%, for the next few months. But if they're going to come down further, that might be later in the year or early next year.
Well, Warren, we appreciate you chatting to us this morning. Thanks for your time.
No problems. Thanks for having me on.
That was Warren Hogan. He's an industry professor at UTS Business School, giving us the lowdown on the $80 billion that was wiped on the...